Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batzer, spending time with Michael Toth, being reminded of Obamacare. I've got 5 wars going on, Michael, and now we have to go back to the summer of 2012. Is it insurance? Is it not insurance? That was then. This is now. Congress is asked to extend the subsidies for Obamacare out of the adjustments that were made during the COVID pandemic, when the whole country was locked down and it wasn't clear where we were going. To extend those subsidies means more money, nothing internal. But you also introduced me to a limitation, strange, single owner business. The owner can't also be the employee, and it would be an easy adjustment to make that happen so the owner could buy healthcare for himself at a level. Why won't they let that happen?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great point. I think it's part of a sort of a larger conversation, John, which is, you know, as we talked about on the first part of the segment, you know, the Obamacare did not work as initially planned.
Right.
We didn't get enough. I mean, the Obama administration, this is in the piece, they had a target of they need 40% of the enrollees of Obamacare to be young, and they didn't break 30. Okay. And as a result of that, you have a more expensive insurance pool. And so you need, from the government's perspective, from the pro-Obamacare perspective, you then need to fix it by putting more money into the system, which is what we did during the Biden administration, right? And so, you know, we haven't fixed any of the underlying reasons why we're putting more money into this program, right? It's just a debate over whether we should continue to put money into it or not. What I would like to do with the debate is to try to start thinking about how can we actually, through deregulation and through innovation, bring the cost of healthcare.
I see. That's why you extend it to private, to single owner businesses, because there are going to be more of those with AI going forward. You're thinking outside the box. Very nice, Michael. How will it help?
Yeah, I mean, there's 27 million of these now. So you know, the point I'm getting at here, John, is like, you know, if you remember back to the first Trump administration, you know, there was this idea on regulation, you know, two regulations out for one regulation in.
Right.
This was beginning of Trump one. And I think they ended up rescinding 20 rules for every one new rule they had. They should do the same thing around health insurance. Right. I mean, everybody, whatever part of the country they live in, whatever age, whatever background they have, everybody should be encouraged to surface ideas of rules and restrictions and red tape that is slowing down and increasing the cost and pain around health insurance. And we should try to do a two out for every one in terms of healthcare. And one of the very basic rules that I've mentioned in this piece is, you know, for a lot of small businesses, you know, the way to get into a larger insurance pool, because it's expensive. If you're buying insurance for one person, three people, you know, it's a small risk pool, so it gets expensive. So what a lot of small companies do is something called a PEO. Prior to joining the Civic to Us Institute as a research director, I practiced law. I've represented a lot of early stage companies that have 5, 7, 9 employees, and health insurance can be really a problem. And so what they do is they sign up for what's called a PEO. And what a PEO does is it basically co-employs your employees. So the PEO or entity will run the payroll for your company, and your employees will be co-employed by the PEO entity, which will also provide the benefits. Well, they're doing this for thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of other companies. So now, from an insurance standpoint, you work for a really big company that has a really big risk pool, right? So it brings the cost of insurance down significantly for the individual companies of five.
PEO stands for Professional Employer Organizations.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now, go ahead.
The trick, and this is the kicker, is that you have to, you know, if you're a solo and you incorporate and you just sort of, you know, create an LLC, but it's just you, you can't get into a PEO. And I have a link for one of them. And it's because of a number of different rules and regulations. But basically they say, no, you need to have at least one employee in order to do it. And my point is, what's the difference between one and two? Right. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like going from 10 to 1,000. right? I mean, when you have one employee versus two, it's still a very small entity. And, you know, one is not much smaller than two.
It's a really good idea, Michael. You've sold me. Is Congress aware of this? Are they debating it?
You know, I think right now we're still in sort of a Obamacare is really, really expensive and we've got a huge deficit.
Right.
I think what we need to do is to start surfacing a couple of these ideas. I want to throw one other thing at you, John.
Yeah, we have a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll give you two in the last minute. One is a good friend of mine, Ovik Roy. He's a chairman of Freon.
Yes, I missed him. He was on this show all the time in 12. He's been gone for a while. Go ahead.
Well, he came back as Obamacare came back. So Ovik came back. And Ovik really is talking about let's allow for competitive pricing for younger people, bring those costs down. They may then get on the exchanges. Final thing I'll say, and I'm going to tie it back into the wars in foreign policy, right? I mean, the Trump administration has been very good about countries need to have skin in the game.
Right.
U.S. can't just be carrying folks along. And I think something similar applies in the Obamacare exchanges. Original exchanges, if you're 100 to 150% of the FPL, you paid a little bit of the premium. They took that away in these COVID era changes. And the amount of fraud, the amount of people getting signed up, oftentimes by lead generators working around insurance companies, went way up because the insurance companies get 100 cents on the dollar. Get people to have skin in the game, and that brings fraud and it brings transparency into it.
Michael Toth, the director of research for the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas at Austin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.